352.
Redskins fans, yeah, they know exactly what they're going to be doing Sunday night, watching the Skins host the Cowboys in the final regular season game of the year and the most important game of the season.
Joining us now, former NFL tight end Gene Fugit, who played for the Cowboys from 72 to 75 and the Redskins from 76 to 79. Great to have you here, Gene.
Well, thanks so much, Hillary and Brennan, for having me today.
All right, the most important question. Are you a Redskin or a Cowboy? Answer carefully.
I live in Baltimore, and I was so excited a couple of weeks ago at the 80th anniversary to be wearing that burgundy and gold blazer that Bruce Allen got for us. And I've been wearing it ever since.
And so can you tell us who you might hope to see when come Sunday night?
Well, I tell you, I played in 17 of these games and watched probably another 20 or so. This will be the most exciting, the most watched, and I fear a little bit for the Redskins because the Cowboys have had so many games like this and had such bad luck. Can they continue to have that bad luck? But I will be rooting for the burgundy and gold.
Yay! Well, let's talk about the Skins and what they have to overcome and what they need to do.
Well, I remember when I was a rookie and even before I got to big games, I was always a half-count flow for fear of making a mistake, jumping off sides or whatever. And when you are not used to being in this kind of pressure, reading about it all week and then being on national television, if you're not used to it, it may take a quarter to get used to it, and by then it could be over. So the Redskins have to get off to a fast start.
Now, I came to D.C. in 2000 and heard stories of these epic matches between Dallas and Washington and fires breaking out in the stands. Okay, not really, but the Skins have had some down years, since 2000, but this is looking like one of those epic games we used to see, don't you think?
Well, I'll tell you, in 1979, the last game of the season, the Cowboys and the Redskins played at Texas Stadium. Winner to go to the playoffs, and the other would have to wait the next day to see if they got a tiebreaker. And we lost that game 35-34, and after the game, Harvey Martin threw a wreath into the locker room.
Listen, for you, how important is it to see the Redskins doing well after some dismal years?
Well, I've known Bruce Allen a long time, and I'm just so excited to see the opportunity he's had to come back to a place where he grew up in an organization he grew up. He put an emphasis on a number of things, including the retired players and also the spirit that his father had when he was the coach and who had a chance to play for. So I think it's a good thing for the whole nation for the Washington Redskins to be a winning team.